Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine. I am so excited to be here today with you and to just share life experiences, synchronicities, and my good friend Rob. Rob, are you here?
I'm here.
Woohoo! I'm sharing you with the Whiplash world.
I don't know where here is, though.
I know, right? What is here?
We don't even know if we're on the same earth or it's a holographic, you know, replica here. Where is here?
Here. Well, I'm going to say here for me now is my self-created animation system.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I'm having trouble distinguishing between the alien generated holographic version and New Earth, but I'm getting better at deciphering when I'm on them.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, if it's going bad, I'm going to blame it on the aliens, whether it was my mistake or not.
Yeah. it's always the aliens.
It's always them. Yeah. It's never me. It's never me.
No.
No.
Well, that's actually true, because more than likely it's your past.
It's very true, right?
Your spirit in the moment, it's never you. It's usually a program that's running the ship a lot of the times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what you got for us?
Well, I've got a really cool synchronicity. It takes synchronicity, but it takes a little bit of a story. You want it now or you want it later?
Story time. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, so I was at a store the other day, and I would call it like a feed store, but I don't know what everybody calls it all around the world. But it's where you go get your feed supplies for, like, farm animals or your pets or whatever. So you've got hay and...
I call it McDonald's.
Right?
Yeah.
So you go there and, you know, you get everything. You get your gardening supplies. You know, they had baby chicks. It was so fun. So anyway, I went there the other day. And I was getting cat litter and cat food for, you know, my fur people.
Yeah.
And when I was walking in, I noticed there were some spring bedding plants there. And I'm like, oh, man, it made me long for my gardens back in Oklahoma. And I'm like, dang, man, I'm going to have to get to another place where I can get some dirt. I need to get my hands and my feet in the dirt. I need to ground, you know, my ground. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a passing thought as I walked in and just kept walking. And I gathered up my stuff and got in line to check out at the registers, the cash registers. And a new register opened up and the lady called me over there. And so I, you know, first in line, pulled over there and started to check out. And we struck up a conversation like I always do. I always talk to people. Shocker, right?
Yeah.
So, so I was talking and we were just sharing about life. And, you know, and then the question came up, what brought you here? And so, not to go through the whole thing, I just went through the, you know, shared about mom and shared about Bill and then shared about, you know, the work story, just a 30,000 foot flyover. I can share mm-hmm. that with you. And she said that, well, I'm a widow too. And I'm like, it kind of slapped me in the face, right? Because nobody has ever acknowledged and validated my relationship with Bill because it was a partnership. It wasn't a marriage.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I mean, straight to the heart. I mean, sweet, beautiful,
yeah.
Straight to the heart. Right. And so I was like, pwah. And so we kept talking and she said, and of course this doesn't appeal to me because I'm the one that likes to stay in the house, but she said, you know, there's a widows group that they all get together. They're a lot older, but there's a lot of widows here. And sometimes we get together for lunch and blah, blah, blah. We kept talking and then she was walking me out to help me load the stuff in my car as they do at this particular place. And, let me back up. I don't know if that really hit when she acknowledged the widow part. It was like, wow, I hadn't even thought of that. Right. Because it was just so programmed.
Yeah.
And a side note would be that work would not allow me to use funeral leave for Bill's funeral that was in another state from where I lived.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't allow
because you guys weren't married.
We were not married.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong choice of words. Sorry. Oh, my source.
That's hilarious. But to their credit, they did work with me to allow me to go, but it wasn't like a funeral leave, a situation, whatever. However many days I could have had, I couldn't have had. I didn't get as many days, right? So we were walking out to my car. We're back at the feed store now. We were walking out to my car, and she goes, "Well, come back and see me soon." And she goes, "I'll introduce you to my friend." She goes, "But I'm so busy. Like, I can do it right now." She goes, "I'm so busy. I'm the lawn and garden manager here at this particular facility, right?" But she says, "Come by and visit, and I'll connect you. There's a lot in the area, and my name is blank." I'm not gonna say the name.
Okay.
And I
I thought that
said,
was the synchronicity. She's going to
"No,
be
no,
like,
no,
I'm
no.
good. My
It
name's
is
Bill."
the name is, but I'm not going to say the name. You'll understand why. And literally, I almost did a double whiplash. Like, what did you say, blank? And then I spelled it the way it's spelled. And she said, "Yes." And tears, crocodile tears, just welled up in my eyes. I choked it back, and I said, "My mother's name was blah. My mother loved to garden. My mother loved flowers. Every time the first spring flowers came out, she would always share with me. It was so hard to resist, but I know we're going to get more frost, so I didn't buy any," that kind of thing. And I'd shared with her at the register while we were checking out that my mom and I would always rescue plants from retail facilities that probably would not get people that knew how to take care of them. So, like orchids, we would see orchids at like Wally World, I'll leave it at that. And we'd be like, "Oh crap, they're doomed. They're doomed," right? And so we were on rescue missions. We would buy orchids and take them home, like we needed another one, right? And we take them home to rescue them because we knew that it was impending doom. They were going to die. They were going to be killed. And then I shared with her the story of the tree that I rescued because, I
Oh, nice.
witnessed. Yeah. So I shared that one too. And then I'm walking out and I'm like, here this woman, about the same height, same color hair. We just, it was just, it was magical. I was like, unbelievable.
That's
That's
amazing.
it's not like a Sue or a Beth name. It's not a normal common name. Yeah. And spelled the same way.
That's awesome.
Isn't that
I love when stuff like that happens.
cool?
Can I
Me
tell
too.
you a joke that's dedicated to your mom because of something you told me about her one time?
Yes.
I hope I do the joke justice because I did it. I said it one time and I said it incorrectly and I had to re-record the whole show. But
Okay, so we'll just time stamp it. We'll do it again. So just remember, we may have to have Thomas save us. Go ahead.
I'm sure I can
Or
get through
T.
it. I'm
Sorry,
sure I could
shoot.
get through.
Time
I'm
stamp that
sure.
T. Right?
Timestamp. Anyways, there's this guy. He's walking down the street, and he had a bit of a rough day. And he sees this small little bar, and the music's just bumping. And he said, "Geez, what's going on?" He said, "It seems out of place. Like it seems really rowdy in there." So he opens the door, and the place is just bustling. It seems like it's a scene out of a movie. There's people playing pool and dancing by the jukebox, and up by the bar, there's a whole group of people gathered around this one person, and he can't really see what's going on. And so he goes up and orders a beer and asks the guy, the bartender, what's going on over there? And the bartender's like, "Oh, well, that's a genie." And so he's granting everybody one wish. And he's like, "But for some reason, he only grants you one wish." And so he's not, typical genie, three wishes, just one wish. So be selective. And so the guy's like, "All right." And eventually, he kind of waits in line and wiggles his way in and he talks to the genie. And the genie's like, "One wish, your wish is my command." And it's pretty loud in there. So he whispers it into his ear. He's like, "Psst." And the genie's like, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah." Psst. And so the genie kind of looks at him strange and is like, "That's your one wish?" So he's like, "All right, your wish is my command." And poof, a big puff of smoke. And as the smoke settles up on the bar, there's this beautiful little baby grand piano and a guy in a tuxedo about 1 foot tall, just tickling the ivories. And the guy looks at the genie, and the genie looks back at him, and what? And the guy says, Why would I want a 12-inch pianist?
Oh God, I cannot believe you did that on the show. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Yes, my mother was a concert pianist. We will leave it at that. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. My mom, she was awesome.
Would she have liked that joke?
She would have laughed.
Yeah.
My mom was pretty cool. As long as you didn't drop the F-bomb, she was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The F-bomb was quite offensive. Yeah. It was just her era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she is pretty awesome. She, I don't know if I ever told this story on the show, but she had this Lincoln, and it wasn't the SUV. It was before she got the SUV. So she had like a sedan. I don't know what you would call it. Lincoln town car, but it wasn't a town car. So she had her car and she looked over and she saw just when this girl was caught by this guy, she was riding a bicycle as fast as she could, adult young lady. Mm-hmm. And she was knocked over on her bike and he took the bike and threw it away and then just started, I mean, literally wailing, punching on this girl.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. And this is my mom. My mom's all of what, 5'3", 5'4"? And she jumps the curb with her car and she gets out and honks the horn and she opens her door and she says, "Get off of her," you know, that kind of thing. And they're both stunned. They're both like, what, you know, and everything. And she goes, "I mean it, you know, I mean, this is my mom." Yeah, I mean, she's just, you know, rawr.
Yeah.
And, but she was the most gentle, sweet, being. Oh, she was just lovely. But, yeah, she ended up giving, the girl was so concerned about, you know, her bicycle and mom put it in the trunk and she was so concerned about being late for work. You know, I'm always in trouble because I'm always late because of this person and blah, blah, blah. And so mom made sure that she went in and told them, you know, that she didn't disclose what happened, but you know, she has a very good reason on why she was late. And he was very good about not hitting in places where you could see where the abuse was, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking, but my mom, I'm like, mom, but she just did what was right.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of people in the world that do that anymore. So way to go, Mamacita.
And doing it in the moment without hesitation too.
Oh, know? Yeah.
And I think it, well, like you've mentioned a little bit about your childhood and, you know, maybe, mm-hmm. I think when I moved to the big city too, it was strange for me because, you know, half my family was from a very small town with, like, I think in its heyday it had 2,000 people. And nowadays it only has 360 people, I think. But
wow.
So I spent a lot of time out there and then, right. You know, in a, you know, bigger, decent sized city, not a major metropolis or anything like that.
Right,
but,
right,
you
know, right.
160,000 people. But when I came to Toronto, it seemed so, so different to me because it seemed so impersonal, right? Like, I remember there was this one day I was getting off the bus, starting a new job, and we're all walking across the street and I see this lady, and I know they're like literally a huge intersection in a major metropolis. This lady mm-hmm. gets hit by a car and she was walking across the intersection and mm-hmm. the car like took her out at her legs. Like it went, mm-hmm. I think it thought it had a right hand.
Don't go into too many details because some of us that are really, really sensitive, this will stick with us forever. So just
So timeline crash it after.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it wasn't gory, but it wasn't like she got bumped by the car. Like it
right.
hit, it wasn't hit her like legs.
It,
and she
it
did
wasn't
it
a love kiss. It wasn't a
yeah,
love
exactly.
kiss.
Yeah, exactly. Like it
okay,
was
we'll
like,
leave it
wow.
like that. Wow.
Yeah,
we'll
like she wasn't
that.
Severely injured or mangled or anything. So don't get any negative pictures. She was all right, but it hit her hard. She did a backflip like over the hood. And so it was enough. Like it was
no
enough.
No details.
That, like, okay, sorry. The point I'm trying to make is like, it was something like, and I didn't even hesitate. Like, you know, there was probably two buses of people. There's like 30 people standing on my corner. There was mm-hmm. cars all around. I ran across like four or five lanes of traffic.
Right.
And to make sure this lady was okay. And I was the only one, aside from one other lady that was close by, that went to see, and everybody else kind of just like didn't care, you know? And
Clones.
I was like, what's that?
Clones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clones.
And so it was wow. like, it, but that made me realize, I was like, oh, like life is different here.
Life is different in the city. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. You're like, this is not the self animated, what is it?
Animation creation system.
Yeah.
Self animation creation.
Yes.
System.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't, I'm just blanked out on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have a couple of things that my mom gave me. It was really cute. It was like, it was a picture of a little girl where they just like made little angel wings out of like, you know, nylons, you know, you put, take a hanger, make kind of a little circle and, you know, cover it with nylons. Poof, you have angel wings, right? And you tie it on.
Yeah.
And it's the picture of the little girl with the back. And so it's definitely handmade. And it says, "What if I fall?" question mark. And the answer is, "Oh, comma. But my darling, what if you fly?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was totally like her. And then the other one I've used on the show before recently, I think, that, you know, if somebody offends you or, you know, somebody doesn't like you or somebody, you know, judges you or whatever, just fluff up your tutu and dance away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's
yeah,
true.
It's true. Yeah. It's she's true. Totally like that.
And I think that, that, you know, doing that is difficult because, you know, growing, having, it's ingrained in my DNA and I'm transcending that, what other people think, because having that small town, you know,
yes,
my, part of my family owned a couple of businesses, a hotel, a diner, and a gas station. And what other people thought was very important. So that was like, because it was part of the business in a small town, you want to make sure you have a good reputation. And that's tough, you know, that's jammed in you generationally in your DNA and so your epigenetic recording system. So myself personally, I've been working, you know, a lot on that the past few years.
Yeah, same, especially being in the career that I was in and as high as I climbed. I was, you know, I'm doing interviews with the media and I'm doing, you know, working with big developers and stuff. And it's like, you kind of have to, and then having, well, I probably shouldn't say that, but being very recognizable in public. I used to joke with my mom. I'm like, I can't even pick my nose in public. Like, yeah. I'll get busted because I don't blend in.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I too have had to battle that because it's like, well, what will they think? And now I'm kind of like, thank
you. How do you find it? Like, I'll be honest with you, where I am now, I don't have, you know, there's not a lot of people I know here. I have a little bit of family,
right.
But I love being nobody.
Yes. 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 Same.
I just love it.
Same. You know? Yeah, same. That's kind of what I've created here is just like, okay, I'm just me.
Yeah.
And, you know, change the way I dress and, you know, I'm not doing the high heel shoes, as my mama would say in her Southern accent, my high heel shoes and howdy coat. I'm not doing that, you know, meaning, you know, if she's going to go, if somebody is like causing a problem, do I need to put on my high heel shoes and howdy coat and go take care of that? You know, I'm like, yeah, mama, get them, you know,
yeah.
So yeah, I don't do high heel shoes and howdy coat anymore.
No, that's not your thing.
Not my thing. No, no. In fact, probably my favorite thing is a pair of overalls now. So that's pretty awesome. It's like, I kind of like overalls. Now I know why my grandpa liked them so much. They're just fabulous. So.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the thing too. For me, there was a point in my life where I was like so concerned about that. Like I wouldn't leave the house without like, you know, nice dark jeans and a sport coat and like my hair done. And,
yep.
And my buddy
yep.
was like, why are you always dressed up like that? You know? And I said, well, what if I meet the girl of my dreams? And you know, I'm not like looking good. And he was like, he said, well, then I don't think she'd be the girl of your dreams. And I was like, that's a good point.
Really good point. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Cause I'm not going to be dressed like this all the time, you know, like, but I that's so much like, you know, not to say that image isn't important, but it isn't. <'Cause>, but like, yeah. you know, you obviously got to dress to how you want to feel. So I'm not saying that
exactly.
You should, but like, I really don't care so much anymore. Like, you know, I'm out there hiking in snow boots and ski pants and three toques on. And, you know, I just don't care.
Exactly.
I used to be so concerned with the outside world thought. And now when I'm really understanding that the kingdom is within, I just don't care. I just,
yeah. You know, it's a really good point. I know a lot of ladies, I can speak for myself, but in the workforce that I was in, you know, your nails were done, your toes were done, you know, your brows were done, you know, everything was done. And it's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
It was so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so expensive to keep up with having your toes polished and, you know, and your pedicure and having your nails done and, and all of that. And it's like, it's still a nice treat, but, but both cats just woke up. That's their key word for dinner. But, yeah, it got quite expensive. And I'm like, you know what? I like that. And, you know, it's fun to dress up and to go out to a nice dinner or whatever. But, yeah. If they really want to meet the real me, well, then it's jeans. It's like right now I have on leggings and a hoodie.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. I've got two pairs of jogging pants and jeans on. So
right. Right.
Still wintry up here.
Still wintry. Yeah. My leggings are fleece lined. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was introduced to someone when I was in Oklahoma, and they were from Texas, and they happened to work for a very popular football team.
Yeah. I'll
leave it at that. In the offices, high up in the offices, and met for dinner, blah, blah, blah. And it was communicated that, you know, he prefers his woman dresses a certain way and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't really conform very well to manipulation and stuff like that. So that one didn't last very long, but he actually, I'll give a redeeming factor. He actually did invite me to go to that game versus another popular team that I would be connected to.
Okay.
And it was at that stadium, and he had season tickets, and he had two extras, and I was able to invite two friends that I knew that lived there that were huge Texas team fans. I'm just gonna leave it at that. But he did. I said, I cannot wear that gear. I am so sorry, but I cannot wear that gear. Any other game but that game, I would wear that gear, but I can't. And he goes, that's fine. You know, just don't make an ass out of yourself. You know, don't be crazy. And so I was very subdued. But there were people sitting in front of us that were all Seahawks fans, and they'd turn around and high five. Oh, sorry. I said the word. Turn around and high five me, and you know, wah! And I'm like, you know, I just kind of low five them and everything, you know, I'm trying to be low key, but I kind of stick out. Just kind of stick out. So. Yeah. It is funny.
It's hard to be low key sometimes. Like I don't have a preferred, there's no just, you know, it depends. Like sometimes I want to have fun. Sometimes I just want to be left alone.
Same. You know? Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that if you kind of, like, I've had a point in my life where it's like, I created this like false character based on the personality traits that were probably defense mechanisms and things like that, you know, and so it's nice to be nobody. Like I said before, like I'm really, really the past few years, getting in touch with myself and becoming my own best friend. And it's, and that's where the real work is. There's so much to figure out about, like, and I was, you know, we've talked about before going within and what does that really mean? But it means for myself, like unlocking my, you know, we've talked about on the show before, unlocking my spine, doing Qigong, going, walking with grace. Like I think I've mentioned that, but this week I had a busy few days, and you know, I had to dip into time quite often for a few days, and so I like to walk a lot of places, so but when you have to be there at a certain time, I noticed I was walking with mental energy, you know, it's like I gotta make sure I
gotta be there
at this point and whatever, you know, I gotta catch the train or the bus this time, and you know, all this stuff, and I was kind of exhausted, to be honest with you. And then the following day I had nothing, but I didn't go as far as I normally did. And like the difference of, I could go on an all day hike in nature at like a relaxed pace and not be as tired as I did going out for like 2 hours, but in the mental energy, you know, like kind of, you know, got to get shit done and whatever, you know, that mentality. And the next day I had only one appointment, and it was pretty far away. And I think it was like an hour and 10 minutes each way. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to walk. It's beautiful out. Like a spring day, it was above, you know, above freezing, and the snow was melting. And so I was like, well, whatever. I don't need to go there. I don't have a specific time that I have to be there. And I just walked, really kept on doing mind to heart drops. And I walked just like slow and gracefully, like very, very relaxed. And I just felt amazing. I thought, okay, after, you know, being tired after 3 days of doing all that running around. And then after this super long walk, and then I got back and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go out again. And I did. And
That's
but I
awesome.
realized the difference of like when you're going at your own pace and you're just relaxed and you're not bound to time, you walk differently, right? And so,
Yes.
I'm trying to do that in all areas of my life all the time now.
That's really good. I noticed that in a different way whenever I was in that pressure cooker job, and I would be exhausted at the end of the work week. I would just be drained to the max. But I would find that if I would go out to dinner that Friday night, if I would just go out and just start the weekend that Friday night, my weekend seems so much longer than going home and crashing. If I would just go and do something for me, then my weekend seemed like it was like a 3-day weekend because it started on that Friday. And it was just the turning off the work faucet and turning on the me faucet, if that helps, if that makes sense.
For
So
sure.
yeah, I totally get what you're saying, because when you're in, like right now, I've got somewhere to be after the show, and it's like it's going to be one of those, oop, gotta go. And it's like I want to enjoy the time. And so I gave myself a little leeway on getting there, so that way I can like, okay, well, you know what? It's okay. I can take the next one or whatever, that kind of thing. So yeah, totally get it.
Yeah, and there's a difference between like you've worked the corporate job and stuff like that, and being self-employed, I know
Or
what
it's
it was
worked
like.
me. I'm sorry, go
Yeah, exactly. How much
ahead.
of yourself did you sacrifice for it? It's like
Exactly.
but I just even just taking that little bit of 15 minute break in between meetings or something like that, like whatever it is to you don't have like that's it's crazy because I look at the etymology of words a lot, and we're now in this hustle culture, and it's like, well, how that it's been planned and really pushed upon everybody. Well, like 50 years ago, the husband would make enough, the average person could make enough on a single, income. The wife would be a stay-at-home wife. Now it's like you need two, three jobs. You need a side hustle. The cost of living keeps going up. The cost of groceries keeps going up. And just, like you mentioned, pressure cooker. That's what we're in. And it's like boiling a frog. It doesn't know that it's getting warmer. It's getting warmer, and it doesn't jump out of the pot until it's too late because it's getting warmer. It's getting warmer, and then all of a sudden you realize it's boiling, but it's too late. That's what they're doing to us, and nobody seems to really understand that. And that's what the really sad thing. And I think, I mentioned it on the show before, that's the value of what homesteading has for us and not having to pay so much to just live. Like, for myself, it's like, that'd save me $30,000 a year if I didn't have to pay that out just for rent, like.
So I'm going to ask a question, and it's kind of a pointed question, and we may not have the answer, but let's talk through it. How do you and I, as hosts, help the family that now mama had to get into the workforce, dad's doing two jobs, she's doing daycare, she's also doing a side hustle, she's working at night while dad's working at day, or dad's working at night while she's working at day, so that way they don't have to pay for daycare because God knows how much that costs. And so they can't seem to figure out how to get out of the rat race, how to get off the hamster wheel, but yet they can't just stop. So, what are some of the tools that we as hosts would recommend that would help them?
I think for myself, it's difficult for me to say because that's the reason I don't have kids, right? And I realized that a long time ago, and I just said I'm not bringing children into this world. And what's interesting is I never even thought about this was before I understood like Ron's work and CLS and clearing stuff. But he's mentioned, we shouldn't be having kids. I'm not going to get into the whole background of how our life cycle and how we're not, we probably should be living much longer. But he said realistically, people shouldn't be having kids till they're 50 or 60 because they need to do all that work to clean out their judgments from their genetic cellular memory so they don't pass it on in their DNA.
That's what I
I
hear.
somehow probably knew that. Like, I remember having a conversation with people in my 30s and like friends and stuff, like, Rob, why don't you settle down and have kids? And I was like, I'm still working through stuff that I don't even know that's there. Like, I'm not, A, I'm not bringing kids into this world, and B, I still have to figure myself out. And I'm just doing that at 42, And so for people, I think they really need to take a good hard look and stop saying, well, it's just the way it is. I always say, when people say, used to say that to me growing up, oh, that's just the way the world works. Those people are the enemies of tomorrow, because if you keep saying that's just the way the world works, well, you know, that's just the way slavery works, you know, well, you just suck it up and keep, you know, keep grinding, get a second job and deal with it. So I think just listening to this show is beneficial, and seeking, you know, being honest with yourself, like brutally honest, like this is bull crap. Like, where do we start? Like, start looking for alternative things, things in the community, ways that we can reduce costs, maybe not eating as much, you know, not scheduling so much, and, you know, growing your own food, things like that, if that's possible. Right. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't know, like I see people, where I live, I love it, because I didn't know when I moved here, you know, I loved the place, and it's a townhome, and it's, you know, it's quaint, and it, but it's, I love it. And, but what I didn't realize is that right behind like my fence is there's a park in between all the units. And so all the kids play out in the park. And I just love it, 'cause I love hearing kids play. Like it makes me sad when they go back to school and, you know, I don't hear them playing outside anymore.
Right.
Because I think everybody should be playing outside. Right.
Right.
But I see the kids growing up, and it's like, I've been here for this is going on my fourth year. And so some of them, it's like, wow, like it's so true how we get so programmed. And I see the kids now, you know, they're coming up. There's one kid who's just, he was like the sweetest, not that he's not sweet anymore, but now he's like 10. And back when he was like six, like he was just, you know, he'd come out and talk to me about my motorcycle, and he was always
source.
Yeah, exactly. So pure, you know, and now it's like, now I see them and they're different, and not to say it's bad or whatever, I know things, but like, I just see that the way they change, and the way that, the things never, like the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right.
And I don't know if this is like the thing, but it's like, it keeps getting perpetuated, you know, like I heard kids saying the Adidas thing, and like Adidas, what that stands for. You know, and I was like, how are people still saying, like, how are those same cycles still perpetuating themselves, you know?
Wow.
And I remember like hearing that as a kid in grade three, and like that becomes like imprinted in your mind, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just strange. It's like, we have to break the cycle. We have to have the balls, the courage, the cojones, whatever you want to, you know, to say enough's enough. And it's tough. It's tough. Like to say no, like enough's enough. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. It's really interesting to me. How do I word this? I also made the decision not to be a mama. And my mom always told me, well, she didn't always tell me. She told me when I was old enough to, you know, make my own decisions, and knew that she probably was not getting grandchildren from me. She said, she says, I never thought it would be your brother. I always thought it would be you, because you would be a great mother. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's really sweet, because she was an amazing mom. So I'm like, you know, I'm taking that as like, you know, the gold star of, you know, seal of approval. I'm like, sweet. But it's interesting, because I too did not feel that I had the right environment to bring them into. I didn't have any strange, weird revelation, I guess, but it was just my challenges were always the financial. It was always the financial. I just, you know, if I'm struggling now, how am I going to struggle with, you know, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 back in the day to have a child, and then, you know, diapers and food and doctor bills and all of the stuff that comes along with that. And that's before, you know, I knew that, you know, you didn't have to go to the doctor. But I'm like, it just didn't pencil. And everybody, well, if you wait to afford them, you'll never have them. Well, okay, that's great. But in the meantime, who's gonna step up and help me pay for this, that kind of stuff. You know, you don't want the child to go through, you want the child to have better than what you had. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really kind of where I was coming from as well. So.
And you know what, that's whatever the reason, it's a good understanding, and to know thyself, because a lot of people have children. I think people have kids to try and save marriages. They have kids just because they're told to. They have kids because they're parents want them to, because everybody else is doing it, because they're lonely, because they don't want to look at, they don't want to do the work at themselves, you know, because it's easier to be distracted from saying, hey, what do I, maybe a kid will change this. Maybe a kid will, you know, but it's not. Because then you, and it's fine that I know some people have their children and it's their reason for living, but that becomes a role and it becomes toxic eventually.
Can it can, yes.
And so I think, and it's very difficult, you know, and I have to say that my last girlfriend, I never told her this, but I was, well, I guess like kind of I did, but I don't think it
You are
really hit.
now.
I don't think it really hit home to me at the time. Like I was very, I never explained to her how proud I was of her for doing that, but she never had her child vaccinated, and any of them, like literally none, even at birth. And you know how hard
Good
that
for
is to
her.
do,
Oh, hard. Oh my gosh.
like it's almost impossible. And she stuck with it, and she said it was so embarrassing a lot of the times, because they would show up at her school, they would have like caseworkers come, they'd have like pretty much, aside from the police showing up at your door and saying you, forcing you have to, they make it so difficult
Yeah, difficult for them to play sports, difficult for them to go on road trips because they'll
difficult for
use
them
that.
to even get like be in a school. Like they make it, and like, but just the pressure they put on you to have it done at birth, like
Oh
not
yeah.
mentioning, you know, later on and everything, but like that takes courage
A
like to stand,
lot.
like to stand in your own truth and command your own truth regardless of outside influence, right?
Yeah, so true. So
Yeah.
true. And you know, I'm going to disclose to everybody, obviously we've both disclosed, neither one of us have children, so we're not saying that we're the end all be all knowledgeable people about having children, and we're not saying our way is the highway. We're just talking about observations of what we've seen, and then, or I can say that of what I've seen, and then my experience on why I chose not to have children. So,
I'm
yeah.
still a children. I don't want,
I'm still a child too.
I see children having children, and I agree. People should not have children till they're later in their life, and that I think that's been, you know, I don't want to. Okay, of course, I can say whatever I want on this show, right?
Of course
But
you can.
it's been manipulated like that to have
Yes, it has.
hormones, like, you know, people hitting puberty younger. They want our lifespan short. They want us capping out at 80, because we probably should have been realistically living hundreds or thousands of years, if not until we chose to,
Chose
you
to go
know.
be a dinosaur or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But they've intentionally done that, so that way it's children having children. Nobody really knows. Like literally, every, you know, you see people, even people my age. I didn't even say I would be a good dad until I was like 36, and even then I still wasn't ready. And like now I'm ready, but the world's not ready for my children. Oh, so here's something, is that I was walking on my
That's
daily
good.
walk there. I actually did a little video about it, but I never, it's like, you know, when you have those moments, and so I was listening to the birds and I was doing my best to be in the moment, and I heard the school bell ring. And how, I don't know what they are like in the States, but like the school bell, it reminded me of the show. Remember Saved by the Bell? Like that mind control imprinting upon us, like Pavlov's dog, like,
Pavlov's dog.
yeah. But how discordant and annoying the sound of the school bell is. And
So
so as I heard it
annoying.
and I was walking, it was ringing my ears, and it was off in the distance. And I just said out loud immediately, my children will never hear that sound.
See? Good.
Yeah. And that's my commitment. So I'll have kids when I'm free on my land. And
Exactly.
that's the bottom
Exactly.
line. I'm not, they're not going to grow up where they have to pay to play here.
No, that's really good. And there are people out there that, you know, they're not in that situation on that, and that's their decision, but they're also really great parents. I mean, they're taking on school boards, or even the, you know, the ones that are silent behind the scenes doing what they can to educate their children at home to where they're well-rounded and educated. You know, there are a lot of good creative parents out there. And yeah, I get it.
But yeah, we're still
I'm a
indoctrinating the same inherited systems,
We
so
are. Yep,
it's
we
like,
are.
you know. I didn't want to do that, because I remember being a kid, and I just always had this feeling something's not right with this place.
Right, absolutely. So true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Wow, it's 11. Wow, time has flown. Did you notice that on one of our favorite websites was not available?
Yeah, system upgrades in process.
Yeah. Did you notice what the one sailboat was flying?
No.
It's
What's
flying
it?
a red. It's flying a red flag. Do you know what one red flag means? Now this is red flag. Let's say it would be on the beach or something. I'm not sure on the ocean, like on the vessel flag. I should probably look that up. But it says for one red flag, because there can be a double red flag, right? It says red, high hazard, rough conditions such as strong surf and or currents are present, blah blah blah. But then it says high hazard. Where was it? Oh man. Surf is high, or there are dangerous currents, or both.
Oh, the storm is upon us.
The storm is upon us.
Very
That's
cool. Good,
kind of cool, huh?
eye on the symbolism.
Oh, thanks.
And I'm not a sailor by any means. Although I did love sailing as a kid. At
Me
summer
too.
camp, I would like to get back into that. Just the little boats, just, but it's super fun.
It is super fun. Yeah.
But yeah, that photo, it definitely looks like you could tell by the angle of the ship and obviously the waves that there is some high winds.
High winds and some, dangerous seas. A red flag warning is a very serious high level alert indicating that conditions, parentheses, strong winds, low humidity, dry vegetation are ideal for wildfires to ignite and spread rapidly, meaning even a small spark can cause a major fire. So that's talking about on the ground, right? And then if you go back up here, red flags mean dangerous rip current activity is expected. Rip currents would be likely to be stronger and more frequent. It's recommended to stay out of the water. You could be arrested or fined for entering the water.
Oh, geez.
I know, right? Don't enter the water, folks. Anyway, I thought it was really interesting because being a lifeguard back in the day, even though I was more in pools, you still study, live water. And rip currents are real, folks. You've got these rock, sea walls, and then you've got tides that go in and out, and the rip tide that goes through there, it can really pull you way, way out to sea and then pull you right into that rock wall. And so I'm like, interesting. I'm like, I don't know if that's what that means, but there's a red flag on the top of that sailboat.
Well, sometimes the symbolism is very subtle, so I would say good eye on that.
Thank you.
I think
Thank
everything
you.
has meaning, right? There's no such thing as coincidence.
No such thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. And those are some pretty rough seas. And there's some rocks right here in the foreground, too. Look at that. I didn't even notice that. There's
Yeah.
three sailboats. One, two, three.
Yeah,
Look
there's
at
one
that.
off in the distance, eh?
Yeah.
It's a different type though. It seems like a smaller one.
On the horizon, or are you talking about the middle one?
No, the one over to the right, it looks like there's a little guy
Yeah.
on the
Yeah, I still see sails, but I don't know what it is. Yeah.
right. Yeah. I see a lot of sailboats down where I live.
Do
They're
you?
big. Yeah, there's a because I live on one of the Great Lakes, and so
Yeah.
it's in a port, and so they've
Nice.
got a sailing club, and they do these like what are they called, like catamaran races maybe. Yeah, things like that. So yeah, it's interesting. I see it often when I go down because I do go swimming too. Like I was never a lifeguard like you, but I was close. Like I was a couple classes away. Like I just love swimming, and so I go. I'm grateful that I live that close. I live about a 1/2 hour walk down to the Great Lake, and I go to, it's crazy that I go down there, and there's this beautiful private little beach, and it's at this like little delta of, where the creeks run into the major water, but it's a
Wow.
little hidden gem. But nobody, I think I've seen one person there swimming besides myself, and like it's just the clones. Like people
Right.
talk to me about it, but they're like, "Oh, you can swim here," and I was like, "I don't know. I guess so. I am." Like the water's crystal clear, and so when I go in that water, it's so much softer. Like the water that they pump through the city water is so hard, and so like when I go swimming down by the water. It's crystal clear. I come out, my hair is so soft, my skin is so soft. I'll go down there and I'll spend
Nice.
like, generally I try not to spend too long down there because but I gotta
Right.
do other things. But
Right.
I'll go every day if I can.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
That
and it's
sounds really
wonderful.
good.
Yeah. Good energetics down there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same where I'm at. Same
It's
where I'm
a
at.
interesting place too, like the energies because where I live, it's like kind of at the intersection of several Great Lakes. So there's a lot, I would say, well, at least three of them. So there's kind of yeah, a lot of good
Wow,
energy,
that's
Th
awesome.
those Great Lakes.
Those Great Lakes.
They're not half decent lakes, they're great.
They're amazing. They should be called the Amazing Lakes. That's funny.
But
That's
yeah, so what
cool.
else we got? We're probably
I don't know.
okay. We're doing
We're
okay. We're doing okay.
doing okay. We're
Yeah,
doing
we're doing
okay.
okay.
So, I don't really know which way to take this. Let me think.
Well, you know what? I don't
Go
know if
ahead.
this is necessarily a thing, but let's talk about, because we're talking about having kids, and you said mentioned marriage and like partnership, and it's silly. Like I've been so close to like getting married a couple times, but I never felt it seems so contractual. It seems so fake, right? Like if you really love somebody, why would you need a piece of paper with signatures and this like stamp and other people involved? Like I don't know. To me, I just I, like it's not it, it's so I don't know. So
Well,
law-ish, like it
it
doesn't make
is
sense,
lawish. Yeah, and then you give them something else they can trade on the black market. Because it's another legal document that they take, and marriage certificates, divorce certificates, birth certificates, all of those. They trade, you give them permission to trade it on the dark market. So yeah, no.
yeah, and I got a friend going through a divorce, and it's like
It's
what? Like
hell.
you go from this like, oh, we're gonna spend the rest of our lives together. We love it. It's so duality. It's like we're in love, and then I hate you, I'm taking the house and half your shit, and like come on, settle down. Like
Right, yeah.
and I'd never been married, but I had to leave a business that like I co-founded a company years ago, and it wasn't even worth anything. And we're arguing over shares. I was like, this is ridiculous. Like I leave the world behind, like it's just so silly.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, no. Yeah, that
Oh,
was, go
sorry.
ahead. No, go ahead.
I had a thing. That's
Okay.
kind of what I wanted to go towards, because you asked about people, what can they do? And it's like, well, let's spend our time doing things of relevance. So myself, enough's enough. Start looking into things, because everybody just, oh, just go vote and oh, yeah, they'll take care of it. No, start
No,
learning, start doing
yeah.
things for yourself, start learning law. Like, I know it's not everybody's highest joy, but know where you got to be. I've been to court several, arrested several times. I've been to court a lot. And I've never, I'm not, I don't have a criminal record, and I've always represented myself. One time I hired, a lawyer, but he was out of town, and he coached me on what to say and everything, and that
Right.
whatever. It's a long story, but I still ended up representing myself that day, and from that point on, I have every single time. And you know what? It's they're expecting you not to represent yourself, and so as soon as you go hire a lawyer, basically what you're doing is you're implicating yourself as a dummy. You don't know anything. I'm a child. I don't know. You're admitting that it's above you. So that, and they know that. And so for, I had a major traffic violation where you could actually end up in prison on my motorcycle. They've got ridiculous traffic laws here in Canada anyways, but I had to, I got arrested for it. I didn't go to jail or whatever, but they do arrest you and put the cuffs on you and the side of the road and everything.
Lovely.
But yeah, just magnificent. But I was so calm because I'd been in trouble with the law when I was younger, and I was super calm. And actually the police officer that drove me home, he's like, sir, he's like, I just wanted to say thank you. He's like, you're one in 100. He's like, 99 people in your position of like do, getting the that we deal with that got arrested for what you got, in your situation. He said 99 out of 100 people are cursing and swearing at us and this and that. And I was just like,
Spitting, kicking
yeah,
the
and just
cage.
and so he's and I was like, yeah. So I was like, well, I just know your own, you're just digging yourself your own grave, with that. But so I just, it was very stressful, because it's like, well, there comes with a potential $10,000 fine, losing your license and all this stuff. And so for like a whole year I was just stressing, and like that was my only means of transportation was my motorcycle. And it's like, oh, but I just did the work. I was like, I'm not hiring a lawyer. I don't feel like it. I want to know this stuff. And I just did lots of research, and it took a lot of hours and some confidence. But what happened was, I went, and this is when during the pandemic, so everything was on Zoom, which I think maybe in some way is part of the reason why they did that, so they could see who was corrupt. Because, you know, if they're broadcasting all these court proceedings on Zoom calls, you can kind of see who's corrupt or who's manipulating or who's using scare tactics, right? So that was my theory behind it all. But it was funny because it was the judge was an older dude. He was a black guy, and he was, you know, he kind of smiled when I said I'm representing myself. So he kind of gave, and I can tell people's body manner, you know, and facial body manners. And he's like, oh, he kind of stood back, like, look at this guy here, eh? You know, like he was kind of, and then he heard the charge and he was like, oh, and he's like, I swear for a second, I thought he was going to drop it on the spot. But then the police officer never showed up. I was very kind. Like I said, I was, so if they don't show up, it's like, well, them admitting throw that they're out. Not, they don't care about it being prosecuted. So the next time around they withdrew the charge. And so I got off, but had I not, if you don't, so that's the silly thing is that if you don't go do that yourself, and I didn't plea guilty or not guilty, don't plea anything. Why is it you're admitting guilt? You're saying the word guilty. It's either innocent or guilty to me. It's like, here it's like guilty or not guilty. They're both, it's like, isn't it supposed to be on you? Isn't it innocent until proven guilty?
Yeah.
And it's not on me to, it's on you to prove that I was guilty, not for me to prove my innocence.
Right. Right.
But so understanding, like, you got to know what you're up against. And people don't believe, we've been so beaten, abused, conditioned, programmed, we don't believe that we have power. We believe that this silly system that's, you know, little scribbles on a page that you get in the mail has more power over us than sovereign beings of source. How are we this far down the rabbit hole, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an interesting world out there. And
So make different decisions instead of cracking a cold one on Friday and watching the game. Say, hey, what can I do? What's a step I can do to take to you know, be a little bit more self-empowered?
Exactly. Yeah. I know that, you know, it's okay to have a cold one. That's fine if that's what they want. But I'm I'm like you. It's like maybe have a little more intention as opposed to, because trust me, I've had that heavy duty job where you come home and all you want to do, I mean, there's a joke. All you want to do is just come home and sit and just veg out. And that's what you want to do.
Oh, yeah,
and women have a lot more words to talk in a day than guys. So you can just imagine when a guy comes home from a heavy duty job, he's like, I'm done. Yeah. No more words. I just want my beer and my TV and my remote. And may I please have some food? And that we are stereotyping left and right, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's like, that's just really what they, it's a coping mechanism. It really is. And not the beer, not the food. It's the disengage. It's the checking out.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
We got two minutes.
Out of alignment, right? Like that's, I'm trying to align every breath and I'm doing the work, and I don't know. My whole goal is to just help other people. I don't like going on my past timelines and I don't like bringing other people on timelines, but how else are we ever going to share it with other people that, hey, I've gone through it too. We're all going through it at some point. We have to go through it at some point. We have to do the work ourselves. It's tough. It's not exciting work, but it's valuable and it's healthy. That's the thing, is that it's been cleverly programmed and, like, you know, and scheduled, and everything's happening right on time. So it makes it tougher and tougher, but we have to, at some point we have to say enough's enough. Enough's enough, and I can't do this anymore. And there's a great power in letting go.
Mm-hmm. There is. And don't do it Sunshine's way and don't do it Rob's way. Do it your way. Press in and see what source has for you, because my way would be, it was brutal for me. So it'd be dang brutal for someone else. You know, it's gotta be for you. It's gotta be what you're doing. So I want to thank you for being on the show again and just talking life. Life is good. Everybody out there, you're in different aspects of your walk and of your journey on this ascension journey, and take what resonates and just file away the other stuff on the shelf.
Yeah. And you don't have to do it just because everybody else is around you. And it's okay to stand alone for a little while if you have to. And it's scary and it's dark and it's bright and then it's dark again. And that's why I'm doing this. I'm here on the journey. I'm doing it myself real time. And I hope that anybody else who's doing it out there too, it's just to say that, hey, other people are doing it. Mm-hmm. I can do it. Be fearless and know that all will be provided at the right time. It's all good.
And fluff up your tutu and dance away.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of my listeners. Thank you to all of my subscribers.
Yes.
You guys are the best. BBS, we love you so much. And it's a wrap.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.